My recollection is that when we were about nine, in the school chapel, we were told that they weren't our real parents, because I think that's when we were going to go back home for the first time after 4 years. And I think they were telling us that they weren't our own parents, and that if we wanted any information about our families, we could go to the head teacher's study and he would talk to us. I did want to know, though, about my family, so I did go to the head teacher's study, and he just gave me a basic background, really. He told me that that my mother wasn't able to keep me because she had to look after her mother, my grandmother, who was crippled with arthritis. Told me that the family worked on boats. They were not boat builders, but they worked in a boat building yard. It didn't really worry me too much because my foster mother was so lovely that I didn't really want to be with anybody else. And it was only sort of over the last, 20 years, I suppose, really, that I wanted to find out more. And but my mother didn't want to know because I did write to her. And so I wrote to her there. And I know probably I shouldn't have done that because without getting professional help, but I didn't think the letter was too bad, but she wrote back and said, how dare you write to me? She said, I was told when I put you...
She said she was told that when she put me into the home that she could never have anything... She could never have anything to do with me. And, you know, you get on with your life and leave me alone. I don't know why I'm so upset about it because, you know, I haven't really got any feeling for her. But why am I so upset about her? Because I didn't really have any feelings. My mum was my foster mum, you know, and I loved her dearly. So why am I crying about someone who didn't really want me? Well, I would have liked to have known. I would have liked to have met her and for her to have, you know, seen how I am and my kids. And it's just the rejection, isn't it, really? I thought at the time, I thought, because my foster mother died at quite a young age, tragically, in an accident. And she was wonderful to my kids. And I just thought how nice it would have been if they could have met their real grandmother. But it wasn't to be.